Wednesday told us, Shir 286, the next Pasuk. Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Pasuk says, Alecha, we're describing David HaMelech, saying his betachin in the Rabbeinu Shlalem, Alecha Hashlachti Meirachem. From when on you I was thrown Meirachem, meaning from when I was out of the mother's womb, I was immediately thrown on you to support me. Again, we're explaining why David HaMelech felt the betachen, because when you think about how powerless you were when you were born, you see how you had to come on to Rabbeinu Shlom. Mi beten imi keliata. From the mother of my stomach, you're my keli, you're my HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, a person only gets, you know, hot shot and feeling very powerful when he feels like he has some sort of credence and some sort of chshivas. When you look at a baby and you realize there's nothing to it, it has no kayach at all. And then you say to yourself, which is what David HaMelech said, Alecha hashlachti merachem. I was thrown onto the Rebbeinu Shalom. I was forced to rely on the Rebbeinu Shalom when I was born. I didn't have a choice. Yibetan imi keliata. When I came out of my mother's stomach, I had to feel keliata because I didn't have another option. When a person feels like that, then it becomes much easier to be able to feel betachen. The Malbim explains that the difference between rechem and beten. He says rechem usually refers to the leida, and beten is when the child is still inside. So when it's born, you need the Rebbeinu Shlom to raise you. When it's in the mother's stomach, it's keliyat. I mean, the Rebbeinu Shlom has to sustain the fetus. The fetus is very weak. Needs a sustenance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'shalom, anything could go wrong. That's the beten imi keliyata. From the beten of the mother, you're my Rebbeinu Shlom. When a person realizes that from then you see how much we have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then even now when you feel all hotshot and all powerful, you realize that the power really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.